Time to join Lord Peter Whimsey.
Lord Peter Whimsey. Starring Ian Carmichael as Lord Peter and Peter Jones as Bunter, with James Villiers as the Duke of Denver. Clouds of Witness by Dorothy L. Sayers, adapted in 8 episodes by Peter Jones and Tanya Leadon. Episode 6, In a Fog. Lord Peter Whimsey is investigating the death of Captain Dennis Cathcart, for which his brother, the Duke of Denver, is accused of murder. The Duke resolutely refuses to give details of where he was at the time of Cathcart's shooting, so Lord Peter decides to visit his brother in prison in York.
Jerry, it's good to see you.
Oh, hello, Peter. Good of you to come.
All right, Warden, you can leave us now.
Sorry, my lord, quite out of question.
Do you mean to say that you have the gall to insist on standing there while I'm...
The warden's been very good about me coming to see you, Jerry, old fella. Well, I'm glad to see you're keeping your tail up. I know all this legal stuff is an awfully slow business, but it gives us time, and that's all to the good.
It's a confounded nuisance, and I'd like to know what Merbles means. Came down here and tried to bully me, damned impudence. Anybody would think he suspected me.
Look here, Jerry. Why can't you let up on that alibi of yours? It'd help no end, you know. After all, if a fellow won't say what he's been doing or where he's been...
They've got to show I was there, murdering the man. I'm presumed innocent, aren't I, till they prove me guilty? I call it a disgrace. Now, here's a murder committed, and they aren't taking the slightest trouble to find the real criminal. I gave them me word of honor, to say nothing of an oath, that I did not kill Cathcart. Oh, mind you, the swine deserved it. But they pay no attention. Meanwhile, the rail man's escaping at his confounded leisure. If only I were free, I'd make a fuss about it.
Well, why don't you cut it short, then? I don't mean here and now to me, but to Merbles. Then we can get to work.
I wish you'd jolly well keep out of it. Isn't it all damnable enough for Helen and Mother without you making it an opportunity to play Sherlock Holmes? I'd have thought you'd have the decency to keep quiet for the family's sake. I may be in a damn rotten position, but I ain't making a public spectacle of myself, by Jove.
Damn it, man, it's you that's making the spectacle. Do you think I like having my brother and sister dragged through the courts, reporters swarming all over the place, pictures and headlines with your name staring at me from every corner, and all this business ending up in a great show in the House of Lords with a lot of people togged up in scarlet and ermine and all the rest of the damn fool jiggery-pokery? People are beginning to look at me in the club, Jerry. And I can hear them whispering. Denver's attitude looks jolly fishy, big Ab.
Well, we're in for it now. And thank heaven there are still a few decent fellows left in the peerage who'll know how to take a gentleman's word, even if my own brother can't see beyond his rotten legal evidence.
Oh, look here, old chap. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let myself go like that. We're all working like blazes, and we're sure to find the right man before long.
Well, you'd better leave it to the police. I know you like playing at detectives, but I do think you might draw the line somewhere.
I don't look on this as a game, and I can't say that I'll keep out of it. I'm jolly sorry you find me such an irritating sort of person. I suppose it's hard for you to believe that I feel anything, but I do. And I'm going to get you out of this if Bunter and I both perish in the attempt.
If you'll excuse me, Your Grace, my lord.
What is it, Baron?
Thank you, Warden, for keeping an eye on the time. Must dash now, Jerry, old thing.
Oh, tell Mother not to worry. And Harry.
Yes, of course. Keep that chin up, old lad. Good luck.
Bye.
That's better.
And how was his grace, my lord?
Oh, reasonably chirpy, Bunter. But tell me, is my manner really offensive, and I don't mean it to be?
It is possible, my lord, if your lordship will excuse my saying so, that the liveliness of your lordship's manner may be misleading to persons of limited...
Be careful, Bunter.
Limited imagination, my lord.
Well-bred English people never have imaginations, Bunter.
Certainly not, my lord. I meant nothing disparaging.
Well, old lad, I honestly... Oh, look over there.
Looks like a reporter.
It is a reporter. Look, where can we hide?
In the minster, my lord. Follow me.
Well, if you really think that that...
We must hurry, my lord.
It's beautiful, Bunter. Quite breathtaking.
We can enjoy the architecture later, my lord. In the meantime, let us pray.
What?
Kneel, my lord. The reporter won't molest us then.
No! Jolly hard on the knees, what?
Here's a hassock, my lord.
Thank you, Bunter. That's better.
Shh, my lord, the verger is approaching. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The reporter's gone, and the verger's gone with him.
Yeah, so he has. Would you believe it? I think the verger's given him a conducted tour. Oh, serve the blighter right.
Now, you notice the excellent stained glass. The window under which he stands is called the Seven Sisters of York. They say that centuries ago...
Come on, Bunter. Our next stop is going to be Stapley.
The train, my lord.
I know that, Bunter. We shall go first to Riddlesdale and change. Then we shall use one of their dock carts.
Excellent, my lord. I should suggest the old Norfolk suit, thick woolen stockings with sober tops and a pair of stout brogues.
You know, I rather wish I'd brought my sword stick. It has a very useful compass in its head.
I know, my lord, but it's malacca and too expensive looking. This stout ash plant looks more the part.
The ordinary walk-in enthusiast, what?
Anonymous. Discreet.
Quite. Well, let's try the bridge and bottle first, shall we? I understand mine host there is about as surly as they come.
Is that commendable, my lord?
No, but Grimthorpe would probably prefer an unfriendly landlord.
Bleak-looking hostelry, certainly.
Yes, Bunter, I am convinced that this is indeed Farmer Grimthorpe's usual port of call. Let's try the bar, shall we? Morning, landlord. I have heard that you serve perfectly splendid ale in your saloon bar. We thought we might try a couple of tankers and stuff.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
Oh.
Aye. Shall we wait for you or have your barmaid?
Barmaid, my lord. In the corner, cooking the books.
Ah, yes. That's all right. Miss, 2 half pints of ale, please. I say, that looks good. I was told to come here for really good beer, and by Jove, it looks as though I've come to the right place. By the way, is Mr. Grimthorpe here today?
How do I know?
Well, I fancy he'd be the man to go where the best beer is.
Aye?
He comes in on market days, I expect.
I know not about him.
Oh, well, it's a longish way from Grider's Hole. One can put up for the night here, I suppose.
Just the one to stay night?
Well, no, I don't think so. I was thinking about my friend, Mr. Grimthorpe. I dare say he often has to stay the night.
Happen he does.
And does he stay here, then?
Nay.
Oh. Well, next time he drops in, say I asked for him, would you?
And who might that be?
Mr. Brooks from Sheffield. Good morning. Mr. Bunter?
Mr. Brooks?
Ready?
Just coming. Goodbye, all.
Was that girl at all forthcoming?
Forthcoming, my lord, but unhappily ill-informed. Mr. Grimthorpe does not stay here. She's sometimes seen him in the company of a man called Zedekiah Bone.
Well, suppose you go and look for Bone and report progress in an hour's time. I'll try the Rose and Crown. Join me in the saloon bar.
Very good, my lord. The Rose and Crown.
And what can I do for you, sir?
Ah, familiar cadences. And when did you last see Piccadilly Circus?
Oh, getting on for 35 years, I reckon, sir. Officers to the wife, I says, listen, I'll take you to the open end part before I die. Time just seems to slip away. Blowed if I ever remember how old I'm getting, sir.
Oh, well, you've lots of time yet.
Oh, I hope so, sir. But these Northerners are so bleeding slow. And the way they speak, call that English, cool. Takes some getting used to, I'm telling you. Sometimes I feel as though they're robbing me of my natural way of talking.
Yeah, I don't think there's much fear of that. As soon as I stepped inside the bar, I said to myself, I am on my native paving stones, I said.
That's right, sir. And being here, sir, what can I have the pleasure of offering you? Excuse me, sir. Mm-hmm. But Haven't I seen your face somewhere?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, but that reminds me, do you know one Mr. Grimthorpe?
I know five Mr. Grimthorpes, sir. Which of them was you meaning it?
Mr. Grimthorpe of Grider's Hole.
Friend of yours, sir?
Not exactly. An acquaintance.
I notice I know your face. Now, don't you live over at Riddlesdale, sir?
I'm staying there.
I know, dear. That's it, of course. Here it is on the front page. The Riddlesdale mystery. A lifelike snapshot of you, sir. Lord Peter Wimsey, the Sherlock Holmes of the West End, who is devoting all his time to proving the innocence of his brother, the Duke of Denver. To think you're standing there right in front of me, face to face.
Look here, I think. Look, do you mind not talking quite so loud? But seeing that dear old Felix is out of the bag, so to speak, do you think you could give me some information and keep your mouth shut, what?
Come behind into the bar parlour, my lord. But nobody will hear us there. Now, my lord, this fella Grimthorpe used to come in here quite often on market days. Last month he come in, spliced.
Drunk?
As a lord. My lord. Oh, he had an up and a downer with his wife. Lovely woman. Well, I could see he'd had more than he should have, so I said I wouldn't let him have any more spirits. She tried to pull him away. Blow me if he didn't knock her down. Oh, he called her some rare old names and all. Said as how she was no better than what she should be and all. I had to get the potman to throw him out. Well, I would have myself, but being small and not in very good health. Well, young Grover, he pitched him right through the door, wallop. Shocking temper he had, but that quietened him.
Has Grimthorpe always had a bad temper?
Well, it's been worse lately.
Do you by chance recollect him coming in here on October the 13th?
Oh, that would be the day of the earth. Oh, yes. Of course, I remember thinking it was odd him coming here except on market days. Said he was here to look at some machinery.
Do you remember what time he arrived?
Well, I fancy he was here to lunch. Mm-hmm. And then he come back later. He took a room for the night.
You're sure that wasn't Thursday night?
Oh, yes, I am. I remember hearing about the murder on a Thursday morning and then telling Mr. Grimthorpe about it when he sailed up.
What time did he come in and go to bed?
About 2 in the morning. He was locked out. Jim had to go down and let him in.
2 o'clock was the Thursday morning, wasn't it? Yes. Yes, well, I am no end obliged to you. Here's a friend of mine.
There you are, Mr. Brooks.
Excuse me, but this here is not Mr. Brooks. It's Lord Peter Wimsey, famous amateur detective.
Sorry about that.
Not at all, my lord. Reading will out.
Well, you'll excuse me then, my lord.
Yes, thank you. Most kind.
Oh, yes, gentlemen, yes. What can I do for you?
Did you get the information, Vantar?
Yes, my lord. I've made a few notes. Grimthorpe's movements, Wednesday, October the 13th to Thursday, October the 14th. 3 p.m., orders 2 drills from man called Gooch and drinks 2 clinch bargain. 5 p.m., calls on John Watson about delivering dog food, drinks with Watson. 5:45 p.m., drinks with Zedekiah Bone at Bridge and Bottle. 7 p.m., seen by Constable Z15 drinking with several men at Pig and Whistle. Heard to use threatening language with regard to some person unknown. 7:20 p.m. seen to leave Pig and Whistle with 2 men, not yet identified. October 14th, 1:15 a.m. picked up by Watson about a mile out on road to Riddlesdale, very dirty and ill-tempered and not quite sober. 1:45 a.m. let into Rosencrown by James Johnson Potman.
The shot was heard at 11:50. How far to Riddlesdale, Hunter?
About 13 3/4 miles, my lord.
Couldn't be done on foot. We must find those men at the Pig and Whistle, though, lad.
Yes, my lord. There is one thing I happen to discover.
Let's have it.
It's not particularly pleasant, my lord.
Come on.
I met an old man in the Grover's Arms who claims to have seen a man walking over Wemmeling Fell on the night of the murder.
Man, eh? Not much to go on.
He volunteered the information that he could have been the Duke, my...
I am more and more certain that we're going to find the answer to this business at Grider's Hole.
Very possibly, my lord.
Awfully foggy, Bunter, ain't it?
It is, my lord, and somewhat damp.
I wish I had my walking stick with a compass.
I took the precaution of bringing a pocket compass, my lord.
Ah, well done, Bunter. Well, now, let's see. Yes, southeast. Yes, Grider's Hole should be over there. Now, let's hurry.
Yes, my lord.
Bunter?
My lord?
There you are. Sorry, I thought you'd vanished for good.
We must keep together, my lord. This fog is deceiving.
Much worse than dear old London, eh?
Yeah, oh! Are you all right, my lord?
Frankly, no, Bunter. So give me a hand, would you?
I can't see you, my lord.
I'm over here. Look here, ma'am. Ah, that's it.
Hold fast, my lord.
Thank you, Bunter.
It's getting worse, my lord.
Yes.
Has the phenomenon, has it any habits, my lord?
No regular habits, I believe. Sometimes it moves, other times it stays in one place for days. We might have to wait all night to see if it lifts at daybreak.
Yes, my lord.
If we keep going southeast, we shall get to Grider's Hill, and they'll jolly well have to put us up for the night.
Can you see the compass, my lord?
Just about. Straight on downhill, the southeast.
Excellent, my lord. It may be a little warmer lower down.
Let's hope we don't walk in a circle. That's always the danger in a fog. What's that?
A horse, my lord. Frightened, I expect.
Poor devil. Where is he?
No, my lord. Don't try and find him.
He's over there somewhere.
For God's sake, stop, my lord. The fog.
Oh! Stay where you are, Bunter. Stand still and stop me. Oh, I tripped right into it. I say one sinks very fast. Now, Bunter, don't you come anywhere near me or you'll go too. We'll yell for a bit. I don't think we're very far from Grider's Hill, and we may be able to rouse him. Help! Help!
If your lordship will keep shouting, I think I can get to
him. Help! Help!
Try not to move, my lord. You'll sink further in.
Yes, I know. Oh! I'm up to my thighs already.
Keep shouting, my lord.
Look, I hope you're not thinking of trying to get to me, Bunter. I order you to stay where you are.
Certainly, my lord, but please keep shouting.
Help! Help! Help!
Well done, my lord.
Help! Bunter, you are disobeying my orders. I can hear you.
Then I must be very close to you, my lord.
Bunter, for God's sake, keep out of this.
It's all right. I'm on my stomach, my lord. My weight is more evenly distributed. I shall be all right. Can you feel my hand, my lord?
Where is it?
Keep still, my lord. The less your lordship moves, the better.
You sound very near, Bunter.
I am, my lord, behind you. There.
Oh, well done, old lad.
Take my hand, my lord. As long as I can keep a grip of this large tuft of grass, we can stay here indefinitely.
Don't fancy that, Bunter.
Yuck, no, what a beastly way to peg out. We're not going to peg out, my lord.
I'm up to my chest in it, Bunter.
We must shout as loud as we can. Shall we attempt it in unison, my lord?
Yeah. All right, yes, all right. One, two, three.
Help! Help!
Listen.
I thought I heard something, my lord.
Let's call again, Bunter. One, two, three.
Help!
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 Not a soul. I say, Bunter, old thing, I'm beastly sorry to have let you in for this.
Don't mention it, my lord. What became of your stick, my lord?
I think it's here somewhere. Just behind me. Yes, here it is.
May I, my lord?
Yes, of course. What are you going to do with it?
Thank you, my lord. I'm just going to... I'll put it under my chin like this. And my head out of the mud.
I say, Bunter.
My lord?
Look over there, to the left. There's a light.
So there is. It's a long way off.
Help! Help!
Over here!
Over here! In the bog!
Bring a ladder or a gate
something. Quick as you can. There isn't much time.
You said we could stay here indefinitely.
I was guilty of exaggeration, my lord.
Yeah, well, hurry up there. We're sinking fast.
The turtle, Dick.
Over here. Two of us. Make haste.
Hang on, canster.
Yes, if you're quick.
Jake's fetching hurdle. Two on here, sister.
Yes.
Deep in.
One of us.
All right. Jake's coming with the hurdle. Stankle?
Yes.
Where's t'other man?
Yeah. Nearly up to his neck. Oh. Have you a rope?
Jake, a rope.
Come back and heave.
I can't.
Come. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. It's like trying to heave the earth out of a corpse. Oh. Afraid I'm rooted to Australia, Bunter.
Sorry, my lord.
Sorry. He's coming.
What a beastly place. Apologize. Stupid of me to have forgotten.
Well, that's lucky. There'll be few folks has come out of Peter's pot dead or alive, I reckon.
I nearly potted Peter that time.
My lord. My lord.
He's out. Lay him on dirt and we'll take him to farm.
What's this?
What's I got there? No, but the fool are sleeping. Cool beer and fog.
Who is it? Oh, poor man.
Are you shameless? A man, any man that's other thinks so. The bite killer's what's it?
But William.
Go to him.
Hey, now. Take him in for night. If Valeria come to do harm, he's done it already to himself. He won't do any more harm tonight. Look at him.
Aye. Well, bring an into fireman.
Oh. Bunter. Oh, well, where... You all right? Oh, I never said thank you. I don't know what I'm doing. Anywhere to sleep here, what?
Morning, Bunter.
Good morning, my lord. I trust your lordship is rested.
Feel as fit as a fiddle, thanks. Come to think of it, why a fiddle? Except for a general feeling of having been massaged by some fellow with cast iron fingers and knobbly joints. How about you?
The arms are a trifle fatigued, thank you, my lord. Otherwise, I'm happy to say I feel no trace of the misadventure.
They must be jolly well dragged out of their sockets holding me up all that ghastly long time. You know, I'm so deeply in debt to you already, Bunter, it's not a bit of use trying to repay it. You know I won't forget anyhow, don't you?
Your breakfast, my lord.
Thank you. Did they give you anywhere decent to sleep?
I slept excellently, thank your lordship. They would have given me another room, but I preferred to remain with your lordship, trusting you would excuse the liberty. I feared Grimthorpe might not feel altogether hospitably disposed, and that he might be led into some hasty action if we were not together.
Most murderous-looking fellow I ever set eyes on. I'll have to talk to him this morning, or to Mrs. Grimthorpe. I take my oath she could tell us something, what?
I should say there was very little doubt of it, my lord.
Whose room's this?
Mr. and Mrs. Grimthorpe's, my lord. It appeared most suitable, there being a fire and the bed already made up. Mrs. Grimthorpe showed great kindness, my lord, and the man Jake pointed out to Grimthorpe that it would doubtless be to his pecuniary advantage to treat your lordship with consideration.
Well, it's up and away for me. Oh, Lord, I'm stiff. Oh, what a godforsaken place this is. It has a certain grandeur, I suppose. Look at the view from this window.
Bleak, my lord.
That looks as if the window hasn't been open for a long time. Hello. Yeah, someone's wedged a piece of paper into something rattling.
my lord?
Bunter, I am without exception the biggest ass in Christendom. When a thing is right under my nose, I can't see it. I deserve to be crucified upside down as a cure for anemia of the brain. Jerry, Jerry, silly old blighter, why couldn't he have told me?
Tell you what, my lord?
Look at this, Bunter. Stuck into the window frame for anyone to find. Just like Jerry. Signs his name to the business in letters a foot high, leaves it conspicuously about, and then goes away and is chivalrously silent. This, Bunter, is the missing letter from Tommy Freeborn.
So his grace was here on the night of the murder?
Certainly. Trudged across the fields while the unspeakable Grimthorpe was in Stapley buying machinery. Plugged the window with this. Bade the beautiful Mrs. Grimthorpe farewell and padded back to Riddlesdale at 3 a.m. like a homing tomcat. Got in and fell over his guest's body by the conservatory. Then, damn me if he doesn't prefer to go to prison and face a charge of murder rather than tell me or his solicitors where he'd been.
I remember you saying the lady threw herself into your arms when she heard your voice, my lord.
Thought I was Jerry. Of course! Yes, I remember that myself. Can't exactly blame my brother for falling victim to her charms.
Look, my lord, it's Grimthorpe.
Where do you suppose he's going, Bunter?
Some distance, or he wouldn't take the horse, my lord.
Get that shaving water, Bunter. I'm going to see Mrs. Grimthorpe.
Very good, my lord.
Not quite the gentlemanly thing to do, but I feel I owe it to Jerry. After all, Bunter, a peer of the realm has been executed about every 60 years for several centuries. And the last one was over 50 years ago.
In that episode of Clouds of Witness, the parts were played as follows. Lord Peter Wimsey, Ian Carmichael, Bunter, Peter Jones, the Duke of Denver, James Villiers, Grimthorpe and the Cockney landlord, Bill Wallace, Mrs. Grimthorpe, Elizabeth Proud, Jake, the Yorkshire landlord and the verger, David Sinclair, the warden, the ostler and the rescuer, Alan Rowe. Inner Fog was adapted by Peter Jones and Tanya Leven from the book Clouds of Witness by Dorothy L. Sayers. The program was produced by Simon Brett.